Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Maybe Prince Harry is cursed. Cursed with charisma, that is. Biographer Andrew Morton told Pod Save the Queen podcast he believes Prince Harry is cursed with charisma but hates being a prince, and went on to discuss the similarities between Harry and his late mother, Diana, Princess of Wales. Speaking about Prince Harry's plans for his departure, Andrew Morton told Pod Save the Queen they were thinking about living in New Zealand, and they even spoke to the Prime Minister of New Zealand about this, so they had all kinds of plots and thoughts for their future. It didn't work out because when it actually comes down to it, Prince Harry is cursed with charisma but hates being a prince, and I think he saw Meghan as a way out. They didn't have to leave the royal family in the way they did, but they did. Back in the late 1940s, after they married, the Queen and Prince Philip lived in Malta for a while as he was pursuing his career in the Royal Navy, and many thought he would end up as a First Lord of the Admiralty as he was such a star. They never thought for a minute that George VI would die so soon, and thought they would have 20 years or so on the fringes of the royal family. So the Queen has always been very understanding of anybody who wants to step back for a few years and just enjoy family life, because you've got a long time being a royal. Harry reminds Morton of Diana. Prince Harry was and is a natural. He and his wife have got charisma, and there's no denying that. People do respond to them in a very positive way when they meet him. There's obviously a lot of negativity surrounding their behaviour and their policies, but Harry has always been someone who connects. And when I see Harry kneeling down with his arm around some kid, I am just watching Diana. It transports you back 25, 30 years. Morton also believes the Queen is trying to get the house in order. The Queen is a very tidy person, and even as a little girl, she used to keep her shoes all lined up properly and wake up in the night and make sure everything was tidy, so there is a tidiness about her character. And you can see there is a lot of tidying up going on at the minute, towards the end of the reign. The biggest issue that needed to be tidied was Camilla and how she would be referred to in the future. The Queen has incrementally brought Camilla's status higher and higher. A few years ago, she put her in the Privy Council so she could be there when the succession was announced. Then she was made a member of the Order of the Garter, and finally says that she'd like Camilla to be called Queen Consort. That has kind of ended the debate, because when Prince Charles first married Camilla, the mood music was that she was never going to be called Queen, and within a matter of years, they were backtracking very quickly. This is going to be the smoothest transition in history, certainly at least since Queen Victoria and Edward VII. The Queen has asked for Prince Charles to be the head of the Commonwealth. There have been knighthoods for those involved in the transition. There is a book on what to do when she dies, and it goes on. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Today's Palace Intrigue is brought to you by a very sensitive sponsor, because it involves a very sensitive area. Yes, I'm talking grooming, but not just the grooming you can see, it's the grooming down there. Yes, gentlemen, I want to introduce you to Bolzi. They make men's products for man parts. It's no secret that the groin area is prone to odor, sweat, and irritation. So upgrade your game with Bolzi. They make quality, long-lasting products formulated to keep you fresh, comfortable, and confident. Don't think for one second that Bolzi is just trimmers. They've got your nether regions covered with washes, sprays, and more. Bolzi is made from only the good stuff, like essential oils and plant extracts. No sulfates, parabens, synthetic dyes, and of course no testing on animals. Now, I know most of the people listening to this podcast are ladies who are going, ooh, stop talking about ball washing. But ladies and men, I know there are a lot of you who would like your partner to be a little better in the grooming area down there. Bolzi is the perfect gift for any time of the year, or even a gift for yourself. Bolzi's ball-focused hygiene practices will improve your daily comfort, skin health, and keep you smelling incredible. So keep the funk off your junk. Right now, if you go to ballwash.com/palace and put in the promo code palace, you'll receive 20% off your order of $50 or more. That's 20% off when you go to ballwash.com and put in the promo code palace. People reports Meghan Markle praised the work of women campaigning for safer gun laws and sent them some delicious and appreciated treats to keep them fueled. Shannon Watts of Mums Demand Action revealed the organization had received a personal note from the Duchess of Sussex. Watts later followed up with another tweet. Lots of questions about the snacks. Donuts, bagels with the works, coffee, cookies, etc. Delicious and appreciated. Meghan's note was on stationery, featuring her royal monogram, a simple cursive M, topped by a crown. Good afternoon, ladies, to each of you and your fearless leader. Shannon, a huge thank you for the work you are doing to keep our kids, families, and communities safe. Please know that while you may feel exhausted by your endless hours of dedication to this cause, I hope you feel energized in knowing that the work you're doing is vital and so deeply appreciated. As a mum, as a friend, thank you so much. Mum's Demand Action describes itself as a grassroots movement of Americans fighting for public safety measures that can protect people from gun violence. We pass stronger gun laws and work to close the loopholes that jeopardize the safety of our families. Duncan Larcombe, the former royal editor for The Sun, told The Daily Beast, "If William wants to be a future king, a great leader giving inspiring addresses about the environment to 2 billion people, then the public are within their right to expect him to be able to sort out a frankly pretty minor dispute with his brother. He has to start showing some leadership here. Eventually, William will have to pick up the phone. Harry doesn't have to. He can just be a polo player with a gorgeous wife. The onus is on William. If he really does believe he is the chap chosen by God to be king, then he should be capable of sorting out this row with his brother. William has got a lot more to lose than Harry. The monarchy could be lost on his watch. That's Harry's ace in the hole. Harry is waiting for his apology, but William's view, put simply, is that he is not the one who needs to apologize. He is not the one who committed the ultimate crime of snitching on the family to the media. In a recent in-depth profile by the Daily Mail, a friend of William's was quoted as saying, William feels really, really angry about what his brother has done. The striking disregard in which William now holds Harry and Meghan was, of course, amply demonstrated by William's unwillingness to stand shoulder to shoulder with Harry during the Jubilee. In the very old days, irritating little brothers of the king were carted off to the Tower. George, Duke of Clarence, is apocryphally said to have been drowned in a barrel of wine on the orders of his brother King Edward IV in 1478. William does not have the option of silencing the troubling sibling who has chosen to speak out against him. If he cannot make peace with Harry, the rancorous fallout from a vicious family argument gone global will dog him and his reign until the end of his days. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes. Hit that little follow button there and perhaps give us a few stars if you love the show. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Ballas and Dregan. Good times.